the Lord. Aren't you glad to be here? Hallelujah. So awesome to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad each and every one of you are here. Again tonight, folks, just remember, my coughing is not contagious. I am trying to get stuff off of my vocal cords so that I can even speak. But amen. I thought my doctor cut it out the other day, but he didn't. He cut something out, but he didn't cut it all out. So I want to give you a chance to talk tonight. Okay? I want us to have a testimony ready. Amen. And I would really like for everybody to participate. It's been a rough year. But God has blessed many here. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to speak a little bit here and get out of the way, because I know there's some testimonies. And again tonight, I may cut you off if you try to go along. Right, Elizabeth? Amen. I'm picking on her. She don't mind. She loves me. She told me she does. All right. I'm gonna just talk about the 2020 year-end review. You ever had a review at work? This is going to be a year-end review. Now listen to me tonight, folks, okay? I may say some things here tonight that you may not like, but that's my prerogative. Because I'll let you say what you want. And I'll let you believe it if you want. Even though you may be wrong, you can be wrong. That's fine. Most likely you are. But I'll let you say it. That's one thing beautiful about the United States of America. We can have difference of opinions. And it used to be a time when we could get along. Now, if you don't have a certain opinion, they want to do damage to you. But you know what? I'm going to say things that I feel I need to say anyways. Okay? So please don't get mad at me. I got people that have been upset with me that claim to be a part of this church because I don't believe what they believe as far as what's going on in the world today. We should be able to get along. So if I say some things tonight, you don't necessarily agree with them, go study and see how wrong you are. Okay? If you turn your Bibles with me to Hebrews 6, verse 19. Again, I'm coughing to try to get stuff off of my vocal cords. Brother Tom asked me if I wanted a cough drop. I said, no, please. I am sick of cough drops. Hebrews 6, verse 19, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you, God, for your many blessings here tonight. And I ask, Lord, that you just speak to every heart. God, I want to be blessed by their testimonies tonight. God, things that you've done in their life. God, I pray that you'll speak to them, Lord, in this message. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. 2020 has been some kind of a year, isn't it, folks? I can't remember a year, and I have had a few. Right, Carl? I've had a few years where I can't remember a year where the landscape of our world has changed so dramatically. Folks, we've dealt with COVID, the China virus. We've dealt with quarantining healthy people, which blows my mind. We closed businesses, churches, schools, social distance from everybody, forced mask wearing for virus, all this for a virus that is 98% plus recovery rate. Isn't this crazy? There's riots in the streets. Black Lives Matter. Voting fraud. Antifa. Cancel culture. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Have you ever seen a time where the landscape of the world and of this country has been so dramatically changed? It raises the question David asked a long time ago in Psalms 11 verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So many things that we've been able to count on as far as foundations have been shaken in recent months. And many believe that we ain't seen nothing yet. What can the righteous do? David's answer neutralizes every uncertainty. In Psalms 11 verse 4, the Lord is the holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. You see, folks, nothing that really matters has changed or it ever will change. Amen. Our mighty God is still totally in charge tonight. Hallelujah. And we have, folks, we have the assurance that He uses the time to purify and position His people for His purpose. That's where my heart is. Amen. I want God to position us. I want God to purify us and put us in positions to be used of Him in His kingdom. And let me tell you something, folks. Do not live in fear. Hallelujah. Do not live your life in fear. Because without faith, you cannot serve God. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you want to live in fear, you're not pleasing to God, because you have to have faith that no matter what goes on in this world, God is in control. And He is positioning His people, hallelujah, to do His will. Let me tell you something. If you live in fear, folks, you cannot be a witness to your neighbor. If you live in fear, you cannot be a witness to your family member. If you live in fear, you cannot be a witness to your coworker. I'm telling you, we have to have faith in God and say, God, I don't understand what's going on. You don't have to understand what's going on, folks. But amen, you got to know who's in control. Amen. You have to know who's in control, who's got your back, who's going to take care of you. That's where my heart is. Seeking a new thing God wants to do through the challenges and questions of this new season. You see, I believe this was a rough year. I don't think next year is going to be much better. Come on. You see, God is setting some things up, and there's going to things that happen. There's going to be some things that are happening that are going to blow our minds. God has this way about Him sometimes, amen, to it comes right to the brink of the edge before what He plans on doing is done. But let me tell you something about God. Even though it may come right to the brink of the edge, God is always on time. I believe God is gonna show forth the corruption in this country and around the world like you've never seen. And I believe, you know, and I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and again, I may upset you, but I don't care. I believe God is gonna use President Trump to do so. Because I believe God has put him in place. That's where my heart is. Our God is COVID proof. Our God is death proof. It is right no matter what you say. That's our God, folks. Amen. First, in Psalms 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He's there when you need Him. In Isaiah 6 verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died. Let me say that again. In the year that King Uzziah died. You know what that is? I'll tell you what that is. That is meaning in the year that everything changed. Everything changed when King Uzziah died. And Scripture goes on and says, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. You know what the train is? Any woman here ever wore a train when you got married? Well, let me tell you why the kings would wear them. The king would have his own, and when he would win a battle, they'd take the robe off the other king and sew it on. When they won, it was a victory sign. And they'd go win another battle, and he'd take that off and sew it on. Amen. God set in the temple high and lifted up, and the Bible says his train filled the temple. That means his victory filled the temple. Folks, that's when we really need to see the Lord, in the times when everything is changing. In the year that King Uzziah died, in the year everything changed. In the 2020, when it's crazy, out of God is lifted up by his people. Amen. We'll see the victories of God take place. We need to see how God is and how powerful he is when everything is changing in front of you. That means goodbye, pride. Goodbye, self-reliance. Hello, humility and dependency. Goodbye, trusting in human resources. Hello, abandonment to God's. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new. Hallelujah. Every morning, great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Is he faithful to you? It opens us up to new things. God wants to say and do in our lives. So when it opens you up to new things, understand God wants to use you. He wants to say things in your life. He wants to do things in your life. It opens up lost hearts that might otherwise be closed to hearing about Jesus. Well, people are afraid today, folks. Amen. They're living, a lot of people living in fear. They need to see some people that'll stand tall for Jesus Christ and allow him to say things through your life. Amen. Allow him to do things through your lives. It'll open up lost hearts that might otherwise be closed to hearing about God. No doubt, folks, many of us here have family members among you, your circle of friends, maybe your coworkers or your neighbors, people who are trying to navigate the white water without Jesus in their boat. Come on. You got family members, you got coworkers, neighbors that are trying to live their life without God in with them. We have those people who are in their lives. And they're looking. Let me tell you something tonight. They're looking for an anchor. And the Bible says that Jesus in Hebrews 6 verse 19, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. If there ever was a time for you to tell about the peace that you have found in Jesus Christ, it's right now. Amen. Folks, it is a peace that's based not on what's going on around you, but who is going on inside of you. It doesn't matter what's going on around us. As long as you have Jesus, amen, that peace that passes all understanding, he's inside of me today. Hallelujah. Tell them about the relationship that is a life anchor that they cannot lose. Tell them about it. Folks, God proved his love will never leave us. When he died on the cross for us, he proved his power is stronger than anything when he walked out of the grave. Hallelujah. Folks, hear me tonight. This is a rescue moment. Do not miss it. Amen. This is a rescue moment. God wants to use each and every one of us here tonight. to reach somebody, to rescue somebody from the fear that's evading their life. They're afraid to go to trust anybody. We live in a society today where we are encouraged to not respect each other, where we're encouraged not to trust each other, where we're encouraged to tell on somebody for doing something that they shouldn't be doing. We're living in a crazy time. But God is faithful, folks. He's proved his power is stronger than anything when he walked out of the grave. Come on. Hallelujah. He came down off of a cross, was buried, and he came up alive. Amen. He defeated health, death, hell, and the grave. Remember tonight, this is a rescue moment, and God wants to use you. Amen. Amen.